OFM Kunste Klop.
Vanoggend in die OFM Kunste Klop is dit vir my heerlik om met dames te gesels. So net hier voor Augustus waar ons dames in elk geval wil vier, the Printing Girls smyt by my aan in die OFM Kunste Klop. Eerste Printing Girl is Kay Fourie. Kay, welkom by die klank van jou lewe.
Baie dankie.
Vertel vir my waaroor gaan the Printing Girls?
Printing Girls is 'n groep vrouens, Suid-Afrikaanse kunstenaars wat werk met print as medium, baie ernstig opneem. Die meeste van ons doen ook ander tipes kuns, maar print is 'n belangrike komponent.
Nou kan jy is een van die dames wat deel is hiervan, dis Elrie Joubert, Mandy Immelman, Kay Fourie en dan Lerien Koen-Botma wat ook by ons aansluit in die IFM Kunste Klop. Maar wat behels jou werke of jou bydra in hierdie uitstalling?
Die tema is ekolonie en dit sluit perfek aan met die temas waarmee ek reeds werk. My tema gaan oor die landskap, die betekenis daarvan, hoe gebruik ons die land, hoe kan 'n mens meer respek kweek vir die land. Ek dink nou bijvoorbeeld aan ons voorvaders, hunter-gatherers, jy weet die hele vraag van wie behoort die land aan en ekologiese bewaring. Weet en wat my so nice is van die hunter-gatherers, hulle het nie geonderskeid in windsterre, land, wolke, son, maan, alles is net een.
So in the month of August, 58 women artists will be exhibiting under this big flag of the Printing Girls, of which the Free State Art Collective is also participating. Lerien Koen-Botma also joins us in the IFM Art Beat. What can people expect when they view the Printing Girls?
People will be able to view a thought-provoking exhibition of printed works, including liner cuts, silkscreen, lithography, embossing, and etches, made by a collection of incredible South African female printmakers. The works explore a vast and variety of themes and art that each artist works with personally. And then there's also the print exchange that Kay was elaborating on, and it also connects to her theme, surrounding the theme of eco-longing, which will also be on display.
What about your works and your contribution in this exhibition, Lerien? What do they embody?
My works investigate, if I could sum it up in a few words, is fragility, loss, and impermanence. I have two works included in the exhibition, each focusing on either one or some of those terms I just mentioned. I have a lithograph, which really investigates shadows as a metaphor for impermanence, something that casts and has a specific presence, and you can't really deny a shadow. But that it's also something that's movable and changeable. And the other work I have is a silk screen that investigates more the idea of fragility and impermanence of your body. It's a library, a bookcase, and there's shovels in front of it, like shoveling some words away. And the work's title is Shoveling and Shuffling, to play with the idea of your body, you becoming older and shuffling and in a sense of deterioration.
I've got Kay Fourie as well as Lerien Koen-Botma joining me in the IFM Art Beat this morning. It's all about the Printing Girls. And the good news is, if you cannot get to the art room in Parkhurst from the 1st to the 28th of August, you can actually find the show online as well, theprintinggirls.co.za. Of course, Lerien and Kay is also joined by Elrie Joubert and Mandy Immelman from the Free State Art Collective, amongst 58 women across South Africa also plying their craft under the Printing Girls. Kay, is daar nog iets waarmee jy wil afsluit vanoggend?
En net dat het feestelike voorreg is met jou te praat, Jolanda.
Kay, dis my voorreg om met jou te gesels. Baie dankie. Lerien, the same for you. How do you want to wrap up this morning?
Well, I would just encourage everyone to, through Instagram or through the website, it's difficult right now to get to different spaces necessarily, to just view and engage with the works that were created by these incredible South African female printmakers. And it was really a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you.
The Printing Girls, you can visit them online from the 1st of August. The details are also now online at ofm.co.za.